Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. Of the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Gene Greisman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, which is one of my favorite books in my entire library. And I encourage you to find it and own it and possess it and enjoy it as I do. Plus many, many other books. Time Tactics of Successful People. I think that's the title of that book, Gene. I don't have it in front of me. I just remember it.
Yes, Time Tactics of Very Successful People. That's the title.
There you go. It's another one of my favorites. And then the new book is called Lincoln and Obama, right?
That's right.
All right, and your website is presidentlincoln.com. Folks, you can check out all the things that Gene does there. We're talking about how events affect us. They do, don't they, folks? When you go to work every day, things pop up into your day to the point where you wonder if you've got any control at all. Lincoln had that lament himself, Gene, when people thought he was controlling events, and he said events are controlling him, right?
That is right. For example, a big one in his life, whenever he announced that he was going, well, when he was chosen as the nominee for the Republican Party, he certainly didn't know that by the time he took office that seven deep South states would have seceded from the Union. That's an event that he hoped wouldn't happen. People were afraid it might, but all of a sudden he has a rebellion on his hands. That turns out into a secession. And so he had to respond to that, and that defined his presidency, an event that he didn't control.
Right, yep. And so the question, maybe this is a good time for me to give my, do what I promised I would do, Gene. I call this my small business success attitude, and here it is. I accept that my small business will face challenges every day. As I begin my day, I will assume the attitude that regardless of the number of challenges or the degree of difficulty, if my business is to survive, I must face each one. Therefore, I know that the only thing
I like
question today is how well I will respond to challenges and the future of my business may well depend on that question.
In the book, Time Tactics of Very Successful People, I quoted something that I'd learned from a great motivational speaker, Earl Nightingale, many years earlier, and he said, the secret of a successful life isn't something that you decide all at once. He said a successful life is determined each day by how you face each individual action, each individual choice. You see, life is choices. And whenever the choice comes, when that choice comes, you say, I'm going to do the very best job I know how with this mm-hmm. choice, with this issue. And then the next one the same. I'm going to do the very best job I know how with this. And he said, if you do that all day long, you've had a successful day because everything that came to you, you did the best you knew how. He said, you do that for a week, just doing the same thing over and over again. You've had a successful week, same thing for a month, same thing for a year, and eventually you say, I've had a successful career because everything that came to me, I did the best I knew how.
In the previous segment, you offered a couple of examples. Do you remember those? Could you repeat those?
Well, I said that whenever you can't control events, but you can control how you respond to them. And you can control how you interpret them.
Mm-hmm. Now, the interpreting thing, the reason I like that is because sometimes we overinterpret things. And the point I meet by that is you get a phone call and somebody will say, the bank's online too. Jim or Gene, and the first thing you think of is, oh, no, I'm out of money. Oh, no, what's going on? And the truth is, it turns out that the banker was calling to invite you to play golf or something. Who knows?
But, or he might have said, I'm going to increase your line of credit.
Yeah, that's all we need. But no, seriously, I think sometimes we get dinged so much by events that we tend to be negative about what's about to happen, and that's the reason why I have my little thing that I say at the end of the show sometimes. You know, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I mean, when something comes in that you don't know what it's going to be, try really hard not to presume it's going to be bad.
That is right. Do I have 90 seconds to tell a quick story about how you can define something?
You have 60 seconds.
Let me save it then, because it's one of my best stories, and I'll tell you about it when we come back.
The first segment. Go ahead.
I will. I'll tell you about how a great leader, maybe one of the greatest leaders in American history, redefined the situation, and it's something that all of us can take and perhaps model.
The book is called Lincoln and Obama. That's one of his books. The other one is The Words Lincoln Lived By. Gene Grisman, his website is presidentlincoln.com. We're talking about how to deal with events. Chamberlain, one of the prime minister of England, one time was about to be reelected, and one of his aides said, Mr. Chamberlain, what's going to determine the election? And he said, events, my dear boy, events. And that's the same thing in our businesses, folks. 10 till, right back with Gene Grisman. He's going to have that story for us right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.